Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to be rejoicing in it. Glory be to God. Just thanking God for another day. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners and all callers to the broadcast today, whether by web or by phone. We are just so thankful unto God that you are here today. Amen. Just having some technical difficulty with Blog Talk today for whatever reason, but we are here. Amen. Glory be to God, doing what God has called us to do. Amen. I have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are Ministries Without Walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook. Amen. And inbox her there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. If you would like to do that, get in contact with Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave earlier. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle. First on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is the Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Second half is the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I, Ministry Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Then on Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a 2-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. I want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. It will automatically put your name on our prayer list. Amen. When you start receiving the Moment in the Spirit, and you can receive it through text or email. That's of your choice. So if you would like to start receiving the Moments in the Spirit, just contact Apostle Yvonne at the information that I gave you earlier. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. So we want to encourage you to get connected, amen, to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team, amen. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on our website, voiceoftruth@yola.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. We just praise your name. We just magnify your name. We glorify you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just said thank you for what you have done, what you have already done. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, oh God. We just give you praise, oh Father. We just magnify you. We just glorify you for you're worthy of all our praises. Father God, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life. We pray for the sick, the shut-ins, those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those who are behind prison bars. We pray for the lost, oh, Father. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort them, Father God. We pray that you will save the lost, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Father God, we just said thank you. Ah, we just give you praise for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father. We thank you, Father God, for being a provider. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer, oh, God. We just give you praise, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just ask that you will save a soul right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just say thank you, Father God. And, Father, we just give this message back unto you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Decrease me and increase you, oh, Father. Let your word go forth through the halfways, oh, Father, with much power and much authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll be careful to give you all of the praise, oh, Father, all of the glory, for it goes unto you, oh, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I believe I want to run on and see what the end is going to be. The message today will be coming from Matthew, the sixth chapter. Amen. Matthew, the sixth chapter. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 5, and the message will come from these scriptures. And the word of God reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, and that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you that they have their reward. Be thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they should be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them. For your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, ye pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The message is titled today is This is How You Pray. This is how you pray. Amen. Jesus here, glory be to God, doing his earthly ministry. Hallelujah. Was teaching his disciples how to pray. Glory be to God. In Luke, glory be to God, it talks about the same scripture, hallelujah, where Jesus was telling them how to pray. The disciples asked him, well, Lord, how do we pray? How do we pray? And Jesus began to teach them and tell them, this is how you pray. In other words, this is how you do it. This is how you pray to your Father in heaven. Whatever you need, you got to go to him in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. He says unto them, this is how you pray unto your Father. Don't pray like the hypocrite. Don't pray like those that are heathen. He said, don't pray like that. Glory be to God. Don't pray in your flesh. Glory be to God. But pray this honest prayer unto your Father. Hallelujah. He said, because if you pray those prayers, glory be to God, standing in the synagogue and you love to hear yourself praying, glory be to God. And I don't know about you, but I've been in places, glory be to God, hallelujah, where they pray the same prayer every Sunday, glory be to God, hallelujah. It's a repeated prayer, glory be to God. And sometimes when we pray because we don't know what to pray for, sometimes we run out of things to say. But Jesus has said, if you praying, when you're praying unto the Father, if you will pray this way and pray to our Father, if we will say the Lord's Prayer, glory be to God, if we will say this prayer, because this prayer has to need to ask for the Father. It has deliverance in it. It has forgiveness in it. It has supplies the needs, because it says in the prayer that he will give us our daily bread. He will keep us from evil. He forgive those that trespass against us. It tells us in this prayer how we need to pray unto the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. We need to learn how to pray unto our Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Those that know him can pray unto him. Glory be to God. Through Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Because you can't get to the Father unless you know Jesus. There's no way around. Hallelujah. Around Jesus. You must know Jesus. Glory be to God. My God, my God. My God. You got to connect to Jesus. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But it said, don't pray. He's telling you how to pray. Don't pray like the hypocrite. Don't pray like that. He said, don't pray like that. He said, go in a secret place, glory be to God, and then when you get in that secret place, hallelujah, go in that closet. It don't mean necessarily you got to go inside of a closet. My God, hallelujah, my God. It doesn't mean that you have to go inside of a closet. And I have heard people say, well, I went to my closet, in my closet, I cleaned my closet. But that's not what it's saying, glory be to God. It's in heaven, you are a secret place, hallelujah. A place where that you can pray unto the Father, glory be to God, hallelujah. And praying unto him in that place. That place could be riding in your car. That place could be laying in your bed in the morning time. It could be wherever you want it to be, glory be to God. But you're doing it in secret, glory. And you praying unto God, hallelujah. And he is the one that will reward you openly. That's why he said, don't pray like the other ones pray. Don't pray like that. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. And just make, oh, God. And the prayer ain't getting off the flow. Glory be to God. It ain't bringing no healing. It ain't bringing no deliverance. It ain't bringing nothing. Glory be to God. But Jesus said, if you pray like this, if you pray this way, this is how you pray unto your Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thou name. You got to pray to him. Glory be to God. Jesus said unto them, he already knows what you need before you even ask. He said, he already knows. But you got to come to him in prayer. You got to come unto the Father in prayer. And you got to have faith in what you're praying for. You got to have faith in your prayer. Glory be to God. You got to have faith and you got to believe that God will answer. Glory be to God. Now, he may not answer when you want him to answer, but he will be answering you in the prayer in his perfect timing. Glory be to God. But we must pray a prayer daily. You got to pray to him daily. Glory be to God, my God. You don't have to pray like nobody else. Glory be to God. And you don't have to do all of that other stuff. Glory be to God. He said, pray this prayer. Pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Pray that prayer. This prayer right here, Jesus said, pray. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. That means pray this prayer. Pray like this is how you pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Give us our bread. Give us the word. We need the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I need the word. Hallelujah. Forgive our debt. And forgive our debt. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And to lead us not into temptation. Lord, help me. Keep me, Lord. Glory be to God. Just pray of everything that you need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I thank God that I'm on a team of people that can truly pray. Glory be to God. My God, there are praying people that love God and know God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But we must learn how to pray for ourselves. What if you can't? What if you can't find a prophet to pray? What if you can't find your mother or your father to pray for you? You can't live off of that prayer. You got to learn how to pray the prayer that Jesus said to pray. Hallelujah. My God. You got to pray the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. You say, well, I really don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray for nobody. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray the Lord's Prayer. There's nothing wrong with intercessory prayer. There's nothing wrong with it. But Jesus said, pray this way. He said, in this manner, pray. Because whatever you need is in the prayer. Hallelujah. He didn't say get on there and in your closet and in your secret prayer, praying for all the things that you want. He didn't say get in there praying against other folks. Hallelujah. He said, pray unto the Father for what you need. Glory be to God. Because he already knows what you need. Glory be to God. And we would just follow the instruction of what Jesus said. He said, if we pray unto the Father, hallelujah, my God, my God. And we just pray. Hallelujah. And we would just pray. Hallelujah. And not use vain repetition. We do that. Because when we're praying and we're not, well, we're in the presence of God, glory be to God. We have to be in that place that when we're praying, we're not praying for the same thing. Sometimes when you're praying, you keep going over the same thing, the same thing. That's repetition. That's vain repetition, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. Glory be to God. But if you will pray the Lord's Prayer, it has everything that you need in the prayer. It's for healing, it's for deliverance, it's for setting you free, it's for everything that you need. You need a word, you need a word. Glory be to God. You need to pray the Lord's Prayer. And I pray that prayer every morning, even though I do intercede and pray for others. Glory be to God. I pray for others, but I always say the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. I always say that prayer. Glory be to God. We all should have time to pray. And we need to pray daily. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to be praying all the time, not just some of the time, not when we get in trouble. We should be already praying unto the Father. Glory be to God, all those that belong to him. The church ought to be praying to the Father. Hallelujah. We need to be praying unto the Father. Glory be to God. We ought to be always praying. Glory be to God. And what Jesus told me, y'all need to be praying. Pray. This is how you pray. This is, in other words, Jesus said, this is how you do it. This is how you pray unto your Father. My God, my God. We have to pray. Hallelujah. We can't be an outside show unto the world. We have to pray unto our Father. Glory be to God for all that we need. We have to pray to the Father, which is in heaven and in secret. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to make time for prayer. It's always time to pray. You can get up on your job and go into the bathroom and pray. You can pray on your way to work. You can pray. And God even hears the secret prayer that we pray in our hearts and in our minds. He hears our prayer. Because he knows what we need before we even pray. Glory be to God. But he wants you to ask him, and he wants you to trust him enough, glory be to God, to pray unto him. Glory be to God. That's your communication with God. It's your prayer. Glory be to God. It's your prayer. Praying unto the Father for what you need. Glory be to God. Don't let it be vain. Glory be to God. Don't let it be just what I want. Glory be to God. But God has promised that he will supply everything that we need. Jesus said, this is how you do it. This is how you pray. You pray our Father, which art in heaven. Glory be to God. God hears the prayers of the righteous. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. We got to stay in prayer. We're living in prayer time. We're living in the land day, and we got to pray. Glory be to God. We got to pray. Glory be to God. It's praying time. Glory be to God. But we got to be real when we come unto God. Hallelujah. You got to play with him. Glory be to God. It's time out for playing church, and it's time out for playing with God. If you don't want God, you need to leave him alone because you're not fooling him. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You're not fooling him. Glory be to God, my God. But if you will pray and pray daily and pray the way Jesus told the disciples and how he was teaching them to pray, pray this prayer. It covers everything. It covers everything that you would need in your daily walk. Glory be to God. My God, my God. If you, hallelujah, my God, my God. If you would just pray unto the Father, hallelujah, my God, everything will be all right. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Many times we want to pray. We want to pray like somebody else is praying. We can't pray that way. We got to pray for our own heart. God hears our prayer. Hallelujah. He hears our prayer. He hears our cries. Hallelujah. But we must pray with an humble heart, a heart of repentance. We have to pray. We have to pray in faith and believe in faith. Glory be to God. Because God will keep his promise and he will answer your prayer. Glory be to God. He's always right on time. Hallelujah. You need to pray. Hallelujah, my God. Not just when troubles come. Glory be to God. But you ought to be praying the prayer every day. Hallelujah, my God. Ask him. He done told you in the word. Jesus told you in red. Jesus told you this is how you do it. This is how you pray. This is how you pray to your Father. Glory be to God. This is how you pray. This is how you do it. You pray unto your Father because he owns everything. He knows all things. He sees all things. Glory be. He's the creator of all things. Glory be to God. If it's money you need, he got it. Glory be to God. If it's healing you need, he can do it. Glory be to God. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. Glory be to God. But you got to pray. Glory be to God. You got to pray. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. You can't depend on nobody else to pray. Glory be to God. You got to pray, and you got to know how to pray. Jesus told him how to pray. Even Jesus had a place that he would go out from among the people and pray to the Father. Glory be to God. Even before he got rid of, before he went to the cross, he went out from among them and he prayed. Hallelujah. Jesus had to pray. You got to pray. Glory be to God. We got to pray unto the Father. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. This is how you pray. This is how you pray unto the Father, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Glory be to God. If we would just pray that, glory be to God, we ought to be teaching our children how to pray the prayer. Glory be to God, the Lord's Prayer. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. The Lord's Prayer. It's the prayer that Jesus said for us to pray. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God, don't do what Jesus has not said to do. Glory be to God, my God. He's such an awesome, 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 awesome God. Hallelujah. That he tells us when we pray how to pray, how not to pray, how we need to pray, what we should do when we pray. Glory be to God. And who we ought to be praying unto. Glory be to God. He didn't say pray to no little G God. Glory be to God. But he said pray to the Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Because he knows exactly what you need, my God. He knows exactly what you need. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometime in our lives and Some of us, hallelujah, may not have had fathers in our lives, our earthly fathers in our lives, so we didn't have that father to go to and ask, say, Father, I need something. But the Heavenly Father is always there. He's always there, and he hears our prayers. He hears our cry, but we must pray unto our Father. As Jesus has said unto us in the word, glory be to God. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Glory be to God, my God, hallelujah. We got to pray unto the Father, like Jesus has given us the instructions in the word. This is how you pray, hallelujah, unto the Father. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. My God, my God. If you don't know the Father, hallelujah, my God, it's only through Jesus Christ that you can know the Father. Hallelujah. It's only through him and through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No man can know the Father except through him. So I ask you today, hallelujah, to give your life to Christ if you don't know the Heavenly Father. Amen. If you would just say this simple prayer with me, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, you are saved. Glory be to God. Now you can pray unto the Father. Hallelujah. And say, our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you, hallelujah, to pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray it. You got to pray it on that. Sometimes I pray it more than one time during the day. Hallelujah, because I need him in my life. Hallelujah, my God. But we believe that if you said that prayer and you honestly repent, you are saved. Fine. You are Bible-believing church. Amen. Get your Bible and begin to develop your relationship with Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you, Father, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, this is how you do it. This is how you pray unto God, our Father, which art in heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. You have a blessed week in the mighty name of the Lord. Amen. Be blessed. Hope to see you here next week. Listen in. Glory be to God. We love you. God loves you too. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry says unto you, be blessed. God loves you, and we do too. Amen.